Okay, let's see here. Sig, hi Sig, what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Doc, good to talk to you. I've got a male friend about 75 years old, pretty trim, not overweight or anything. But a month or two ago, he started getting really, really tired. I mean, really tired. And I don't know, he's come back a little bit, but now he's got edema, probably 10 or
Oops.
15 pounds. And
Wow.
they got him on prednisone.
Oops, what's the prednisone for? Do you know what they said it was for?
I thought it was for the edema. I didn't know.
Well, it's not one of the common things for edema. Not really. It's usually, basically, it's an immunosuppressant. For edema, they usually use diuretics. So that's why I'm getting a little confused.
Oh, maybe I could have it wrong. How about the edema problem? Any ideas?
Is it both? Where is this edema? All over the whole body? Is it in one leg, one arm? Where is it?
I think it's in the legs mostly.
Both legs?
Or, yeah.
Okay, if it's in both legs, then probably this has been done already. But if it's in both legs, first thing to do is to make sure that there's no problems with the heart, because very early heart failure can lead to this. No problems with the liver. No problems with the kidneys, because very early kidney failure can lead to this. So if all of that has been checked and he doesn't have early heart failure, early liver failure, early kidney failure, nope, those aren't there, then I would do what I was telling that other person about edema, namely put Reflexology Clinic Seattle, if that's where he's from, into your search engine, find one, and go there, because they can frequently help with edema problems. But I can say that the results are much more likely to be better than it's when it's on one side and not both, because that just doesn't happen with heart failure, kidney failure, or liver failure. So those things, make sure they were checked, sir, before thinking of a reflexology clinic.
Okay, got folks waiting, and you got time for one quick one.
Okay, go for it.
If you eat a meal and rest afterwards on your side, is it better to lay on your left side or your right side?
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of that. Something happened to the line. What did you say? If what?
If you're taking a nap after you eat, is
Yeah?
it better to lie on one side other than the other?
Know, I don't know if there is a better, sir, but if I were to guess at it, I'd think, which way does my stomach drain? Does my stomach and
Yeah.
everybody else's stomach in the world, because we're all on the same pattern, does it drain to the left or to the right? That is into the intestines and further digestion. Well, funny thing, but it drains to the left in all of us. So I'd probably lie on that side so my stomach could drain better. But I had never thought of this one, sir. That's just a speculation that would be best.
Okay, there. Thanks as always. I'll let you get going.
Okay, and thank you very much for calling, sir. You ask some unique questions, sir. Thank you.